Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, Thankful Tuesday. Look forward to hearing some of your thankful fours if you will email me or text me. And at the end of the podcast, I'll share a couple that I received last week. In Acts chapter 5, we're in verses 17 through 29. This is about the message going forward and the apostles being persecuted. I want you to notice that when confronted, what Peter's response is, because it is very powerful. Okay, here we go, verse 17. Then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people all about this new life." At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin, the full assembly of the elders of Israel, and sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers did not find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priest were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They did not use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. "We give you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood." Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than human beings." Acts is one of my favorite books of the Bible. I imagine myself there with Peter and the other apostles when the angel comes in and says, "Go, stand in the temple courts and tell the people all about this new life." And so for Peter, obedience to God looked like civil disobedience, especially because the human temple authorities were saying, "Do not continue to share in this man's name." They wouldn't even say Jesus' name. And yet, God said, "Go and tell about the new life." I love that image of new life. And I pray for new life for each of us and for those in our families and friends that need a touch from the Lord. Sometimes Satan seeks to devour me and says, "You are not enough. You do not seek God enough. You don't want this new life." And I think today, if you feel a little bit discouraged by the evil one as well, combat him by saying, "Yes, I do. I love the Lord. I want to follow him. I'm not perfect, but the Lord didn't die for the perfect. He died for sinners just like me." All right, let's move on over to the book of Luke. Remember, we are progressing through Luke's gospel. And we're going to enter into the story of John the Baptist today, preparing the way for Jesus. Now, I want you to count how many historical rulers are mentioned in this passage today so that we can see that Luke is grounding the story about Jesus in a real and specific moment. Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 in the New International Version. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Well, how many rulers did you count? There was Tiberius and Pontius Pilate, Herod, Philip, Lysanias, and then if you count the rulers and the high priest of the temple, there was Annas and Caiaphas. I count seven people. Luke is pinpointing a certain period in human history to help us to know this really happened, and these were the rulers of the day. I appreciated how it said that the word of the Lord came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. I pray that the word of the Lord would come to each of us today. Yes, as we seek to prophesy, like John, but also when we're in situations where we don't know the next step. Lord, would you give us your word, your wisdom, your spirit, as we abide in you and you abide in us. Let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Speaking of the commandments, do you remember what Jesus said was the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second is like it, love others as yourself. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together on this Thankful Tuesday. One, I'm thankful for you. Two, I'm thankful for the book of Acts, a thing, a beautiful piece of literature that gives us stories of the disciples' boldness and how the Holy Spirit and the angels were at work showing this new way of life in Jesus. I'm thankful for a place, this very spot, wherever you are, listening to God's word. And I'm thankful for the purposefulness of God. We see that on display in Acts, that God makes a way for Peter because he has a special purpose for him. And in Luke chapter 3, he's prepared the way for Jesus with John the Baptist, who has the word of the Lord on his lips. And then he prepares us in the book of Proverbs and reminds us that his commandments or what bring life. As far as other people's thankful fors, my daughter Eleanor is thankful for the women of the church, specific women who are so nice and make an impact on her life, and then for the church in general. She's also thankful for sports and for the faithfulness of the Lord. Another friend wrote and reminded me to be thankful for the strength that God gives us when we're able to show others God's love. Will you pray with me? Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Lord, show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. We stop, Lord, and we thank you for a person today, a person who has helped us to see you. Lord, we thank you for Jesus' work in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. Continue to search us, O Lord, and to know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is anything offensive within us and lead us in the way everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for a place where we feel secure in your arms. And we thank you, Lord, that you are shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Lord, would you give us what we need mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, emotionally, and financially? Lord, we thank you for a thing. Today it's a book of the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for Luke and for Acts and for Proverbs. Bring your word back to our minds, Lord. Guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You are faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sin. Lord, we thank you that yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.